Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
How Ice Skaters Turn Physics into Astonishing Spins by Rhett Allaine. Many people don't know too much about angular momentum, and that's fine. But what about figure skaters? Whether they understand the concept of angular momentum doesn't matter, but they use it in one of the all-time classic skating moves. You've seen it before. The skater starts off in a standing position and spins about the vertical axis. After a few rotations, the skater pulls both arms in closer to the body and spins faster. In physics, we call this conservation of angular momentum. Just as an example, you can see the same maneuver performed on a rotating platform instead of on ice. Really, you can try something like this on your own. Sit on a nice spinning chair or stool. Start with your arms stretched out as you spin and then bring your arms in. Don't barf. But what exactly is angular momentum? In short, it is something that we can calculate that can be conserved. That's a tough definition, so let me give an example of a conserved quantity, like mass, which is only mostly conserved. Suppose you add some baking soda to vinegar. If you've ever done this, you will see that the resulting mixture foams and produces some gas. But here's the cool part. If you measure the mass of the stuff you start with, vinegar and baking soda, it's the same as the mass of the stuff you end up with, carbon dioxide and water and sodium acetate. Boom, mass is conserved. It's the same before and after. Okay, I have to point out that mass isn't always conserved. In a nuclear reaction, the mass of the stuff before doesn't have to be equal to the mass of the stuff after. But if you look at energy and include mass in the energy, then energy is conserved. Now, for angular momentum. The angular momentum is a quantity that we can calculate for rotating objects. It's the product of the angular velocity, how fast it spins, represented with the symbol W, and the moment of inertia using the symbol I. I think most people are okay with the idea of the angular velocity, but the moment of inertia thing is a bit more complicated. Basically, the moment of inertia is a property of an object that depends on the distribution of the mass about the rotation axis. If you have more mass further away from the axis of rotation, the moment of inertia is larger than if it was that close to the axis. Here's something you can try at home. I have two sticks with juice boxes taped to them such that both sticks plus juice have the same mass. However, there is a difference. One stick has the juice boxes at the ends of the stick, high moment of inertia, and one stick has them taped to the middle of the stick, low moment of inertia. Now, you can see what happens when you try to rotate these sticks back and forth. Remember, they are the same mass. Oh, and to make things more fun, give the higher moment of inertia stick to the stronger person. So, let's review. The angular momentum depends on both the angular velocity and the mass distribution of the object. You can change this angular momentum by exerting a torque, a twisting force. But with no external torque, the angular momentum is conserved. Now, getting back to the ice skater. In the vertical spinning position, there is very little torque exerted on the system, since ice is slippery and the skates are close to the axis of rotation. This means that the angular momentum should stay at a constant value. But what happens if you change something, like bringing your arms closer to your body? This would decrease the moment of inertia. Since the angular momentum has to stay constant, the angular velocity must increase. It's the only way to conserve angular momentum. Really, you could easily take some measurements from any of this. It wouldn't be too difficult to measure the angular velocity both before and after the arms being pulled in. From that, you could calculate the change in the moment of inertia. But still, I think this move is best left to professionals. The spinning would make me sick.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.